that cops are killers. Most cops that I know of, and I know a lot of cops in a lot of different jurisdictions, they've only fired their weapon on the range. They've never fired it in the line of duty. Most cops will tell you the same thing, that they haven't fired their weapon in the line of duty. It is a very small percentage of people that do. The fact that that San Dimas, California woman feels that way about cops is scary for me, because I have friends who are still active. And to operate in that environment is just flat out scary. You got the bad guys who are against you, who want to do you harm. And then you've got citizens that are like that. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. And I would like to speak directly to those of you who serve, who wear the badge proudly, who go about your business every day, who put your life on the line, who run towards the danger, not away from it. I want to find out from you your reaction to this very graphic example of people that just don't like cops. So I'm going to give you the phone number. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, especially if if you are a law enforcement, or if you're retired law enforcement, let Gentleman Jim know. And he'll whisper it in my ear, and I'll move you up in line. But this example, and again, it's like we always say about Derek Chauvin, it's one cop, a bad cop. In this particular case, it's one citizen, a bad citizen, somebody who has deeply felt racist feelings about cops, about Mexicans, about people of color. I want to hear from you. The number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. We'll be caller intensive in our next segment. And this is critical. If we've got people running around, spouting like this, our cops have more to do than just fight the bad guys. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams, they were down there for a moment, but we do have them back up and running. We are getting some reduced speeds right now on the 15 northbound at Tropicana. You're bunched up a little bit. The traffic light is not on yet as you merge on to 15 North from Tropicana, so that's good news. Also, some slowing there southbound 15 at Owens. We are getting some congestion downtown right now, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange as you merge over there from 15 North to 515 east. And we're getting some bunching, too, on Severlyn Parkway eastbound. That's at Buffalo, and expect some slow flows. 515 westbound, that's at Pecos.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they had two separate two-goal leads, but they could not hold on, giving up three third-period goals and losing to the Minnesota Wild by a 6-5 score. Mark Stone had a goal and an assist. Shea Theodore, Alec Martinez, Alex Tuck, and Jonathan Marchessault also scoring for the Golden Knights. Robin Lehner ends up making 26 saves. Vegas had been 24-1-0 when leading after two periods going into the game. They play without Max Pacioretty. He was scratched with an undisclosed injury. It is not clear if he's going to be out for an extended amount of time. These two teams will play again against each other coming up tomorrow. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll get to your calls in a couple of minutes. You want to join us? And in particular, if you are a current or retired law enforcement, I'm dying to know what you think of this piece of body cam video. The cop, I got to tell you, the cop did a great job. The cop was cool, calm and collected, and just issued the citation and moved on. The woman obviously had an axe to grind, and she was taking it out on the cop. I'm just glad he had a body cam on, because apparently she had already called Internal Affairs and was trying to hang him up on that. But the video is the video. And the cop was on his best behavior, and I thought he did a great job. Again, the number 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want you to hear from Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani, I thought, did a great job as a surrogate for former President Donald J. Trump. And I'll just tell you, I think Rudy Giuliani will be exonerated. I don't think he's going to go to jail. He was on with Sean Hannity last night and talked about the feds even going after his iCloud account. It's amazing what they can do now with the iCloud and all of that. This is cut one. Rudy Giuliani last night on Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
This is leading right up into the impeachment, if I'm not mistaken. And Professor Dershowitz talked about it this weekend and was very outspoken. And he said in banana republics in Castro's Cuba, when a candidate loses the presidency, they go after the candidate, they go after his lawyers, they go after his friends. And speaking directly about your case, a search warrant on a lawyer, doctor, or priest, you can't use search warrants. You don't use them when people have privileged information on cell phones and computers. You use a subpoena. And he believes you have, you and your attorney were told that this surveillance of you happened in 2019?
Yeah, here's what I was told. I'll try to repeat it exactly. My attorney, Robert Costello, was told that they obtained a covert warrant, and the date of the warrant was from May 1st, 2018 until November 4, 2019. They took everything on my iCloud from that period of time. Now, interestingly, May 1st is when I started representing Donald Trump. They wanted nothing on me before that. So you can't say that their main interest wasn't Donald Trump. So the day, just about the day that I begin representing him is the day they go invade my iCloud. So try telling somebody that it wasn't to get the material on Donald Trump. And then they have a year and a half of material all through my representation of him during the complete fraud of a collusion thing. And then all during my representation of him during the Ukrainian thing up until November 4. They have had that for a year and a half and haven't been able to produce a single allegation against me. They've had it for a year and a half.
I'll be honest with you. It sounds like federal agents have overstepped their bounds. And if you're going to charge them with something, you charge them with something. But it doesn't look like there's anything to charge them with. More to come as we continue. Coming up later, Scott Hammond, top of the hour. State Senator, Nevada District 18. And we'll find out. We are into now week 14. Less than 4 weeks to go in the 81st Nevada Legislature. We do the best job of anybody in the state of covering the legislature. We talk about it every day. Why? Because it's what they're doing now in Carson City is what you and I are going to have to live under over the course of the next 5 to 10, 15, maybe 20 years. And it's a little scary sometimes. That's why we want you to know up front what they're talking about and the bills that are good law, bad law, and everything in between. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hello, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected this November to represent Assembly District 2, which is Southwest Summerlin. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss all of the latest developments in the Nevada legislature. This is going to be one of the most important legislative sessions in our state's history. Over the last year, Clark County has been hit hard. As a small business owner and assemblywoman, I am focused on getting Nevadans back to work. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is amazing, this woman. In fact, do me a favor. See if we can get to cut four up real quick. This is the San Dimas woman with an anti-cop rage during a simple, what looked like a routine traffic stop. This is cut number four, and this is that unidentified San Dimas woman and a San Dimas sheriff's deputy. Here it is.
I pulled you over
because you're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you
can't
you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
It's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasco?
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right?
Oh, that's awful. Al, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead. What do you think of that?
That's outrageous, and the thing is that, you know, what I wanted to bring attention to is that if you don't identify yourself, if you don't have ID, you're resisting arrest, and you can look that up. And that lady is lucky that she didn't get arrested according to that criteria, and it's just outrageous that somebody would say that. The police really held its cool. And, you know, that lady could have gotten a bit of trouble. And if you try that, but you don't have your ID, if you try to pull that, who knows? And harassing a cop, you know, that's resisting arrest on top of all the other racial, you know, comment tones that are going on there.
Well, and the other thing is, this woman is a teacher. She is teaching either our children or our college students. Is this the sort of woman that you want representing your institution of higher learning?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And it's just totally disgusting. That lady is just, I hope that they find out who her employer is, and maybe she should get canceled or something. I don't know.
Let me ask you sound like you have law enforcement in your background, do you?
Do I have, what was that again?
Law enforcement in your background?
No, I don't. I just, you know, with all of this stuff that's going on, with the people getting shot and, you know, a lot of these people resisting arrest, I'm just being informed and find out, you know, I'm just kind of an informed driver.
Well,
an informed citizen.
Well, they had her on using her cell phone while driving, distracted driving. They had her on that. And then when she doesn't have her driver's license, driving without a license, you have to do that, right?
Exactly. And I'm just telling you, for the people here, you know, because I'm a big advocate for diversity in law enforcement here. You know, we have a lot of Latino cops here, especially on the east side, and I just want people to be informed, and I don't want us to, you know, start getting into all kinds of trouble for each other and start all kinds of, you know, racial problems. Because people don't know the law.
Let me,
I recommend people start looking up there's a lot of people getting shot, a lot of people getting killed. There's a lot of gray area. A lot of the times, people are resisting arrest. And if you get a policeman that can't hold his cool, that guy held his cool pretty well.
You're putting
your life in danger.
And the dumb thing is, you don't know what that person has, sitting between her legs or in her purse, that she could pull a weapon. A cop can be that cool, that calm, cool, and collected? I'll tell you, I just don't know. No, go ahead.
That's exactly, you're 100% correct.
Let me just ask you though. Cops always have had to look out for the bad guys. There are people that mean to do them harm. We've seen it. We saw it in Dallas. We've seen it all across the country. But the fact is now you've got people like this woman in San Dimas, California, that are clearly anti-cop with attitudes like that. Now they've got to look out for the good guys, for the people that aren't necessarily committing heinous crimes, but just John Q. Public. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells you, the thing is this, is that there's this hatred for cops, this cancel culture, all of this, this thing, it's a gray area, and there's two situations where police can use force. If you threaten their lives, and if you resist arrest. That lady pulls off without getting the ticket, without asking, hey, am I allowed to go now? Anytime I get pulled over, the first thing that goes, hey, when am I going to ask this policeman that I'm allowed to leave? You can always get a ticket. You can always go fight it. You can get a lawyer. You don't want to put your life in danger. Now, this guy, this Andrew, what's this guy's name? Andrew Brown Jr., they got shot. There's a lot of gray area there. But they're saying that he used his car to...
As a weapon.
...go after the police. And that's assault with a deadly weapon. Your car, if you try to run over somebody, that's assault with a deadly weapon. I actually had a police person reprimanded. They came down because the police pulled away and ran over my foot. And that her boss came down and told her that's assault with a deadly weapon.
Wow.
So it was kind of in reverse,
Well,
and this actually happened.
Can I give you a good example, though, of how people don't understand the law? The Michael Brown, Darren Wilson, Ferguson thing. And people didn't realize that because, and then the body cam showed this, that he reached for Darren Wilson's weapon, that you've now crossed the line and he has the license to kill you.
Absolutely.
And that's what happened with Michael Brown. The hands up, don't shoot, that kind of thing. That's a bunch of malarkey. Hey, I got to run. Al, thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Thank you very, very much.
There you go. That's Al. You want to join us, you can. There's still time for you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll let you hear from a former president. And I'll give you a hint. It's not Donald J. Trump. We'll do that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no cost, no obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Boy, we had a great time the other night, last Friday night, at the Ahern. And it was so much fun. Don Ahern and all the folks at the Ahern did such a great job. We had an overflow crowd. We had standing room only, and it was just a lot of fun. And the folks at Libre Initiative and Americans for Prosperity did just a bang up job putting on that Stand for Freedom deal that we did. We had Tim Phillips from Americans for Prosperity, and we had Mark Hutchison, and there were a lot of political figures. I saw Sam Peters there, and a whole bunch of other folks, and they were out for a day. And you know what? They just enjoyed being outside, and this was indoors, but it was to get out of the house. I think a lot of people were ready to do that. I want you to hear from the former president. No, not Donald J. Trump, but George W. Bush. All the talk of Liz Cheney and should she stay in leadership or not. In fact, let's go to cut six. This is from the Dispatch podcast with Stephen Hayes. And a word of warning from a former president to the GOP. Here it is.
You know, the idea of kind of saying you can only be a Republican if, then the ultimate extension of that is it ends up being a one-person party.
But there are more of those people today than there were during the Republican Party.
I hope not.
Either that or they're louder. Right. Yeah. I mean, many members of Congress. I mean, they were talking about starting a caucus.
That's yeah. Well, you know, to me, that's basically says that we want to be extinct. But I know this, that if the Republican Party stands for exclusivity, you know, it used to be country clubs. Now, evidently, it's white Anglo-Saxon Protestantism. Then it's not going to win anything.
I disagree with the former president. I think as conservatives, we need to press the Republican Party to be more conservative. What we don't need is a bunch of rhinos. Once we get into office, we end up passing the largest tax increase in the history of our state. That's not what we stand for. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just not. We had a golden opportunity. We owned every constitutional office and the Assembly, and the State Senate, and we blew it. We had the opportunity of a lifetime. Look at what they did in Wisconsin. You know, they owned all the constitutional offices and the state houses. And you know, they passed PERS reform and all kinds of other things. I mean, they succeeded where we failed. And